Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the Time of Truth. Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. Appreciate you coming out. Good Sunday night crowd. We're looking forward to Young Song. We just, Brother Gene and I met on the phone, actually. And we have some common friends, and we're looking forward to them singing for us tonight and ministering to us in song. Got a little bit, two things you're going to get. You come here in Scripture and prayer. If we don't do anything else, we're going to pray and read the Word of God. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. And as I like this. It's come on my heart this afternoon. Pray it'll be a blessing to you. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, and if you listen to the news on a regular basis, you'd crawl under a rock somewhere. Wouldn't you just like to go knock on their door and say, hey, talk about something good for a few minutes. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. It's for sure. They're like a barking dog. They may bark for a while, but sooner or later, you know what? They'll lose their voice. It'll be gone. They'll fade away and be over. They're going to do what they can do. You know that the heart of the king's in the hand of the Lord. You know that he turns them. The powers that be are ordained of God. Do you understand that? And things are happening, and you know what? America's not going to get by with killing babies since 72? I think it was 72. We're not going to get by with it. You're seeing the chastening of God. You see the judgment of God. The pestilence of the last days. We got sick people. We got, in this church alone, I don't know how many people are afflicted right now in some physical way. Pestilence of the last days. If that's all I could read right here, I'd close it up and it'd be a sad day. But this verse goes on, this chapter. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Isn't that good? Praise God. Listen, I'm not worried about starving to death. I could eat white oak acorns. I wouldn't like it, but I could. I'd leave those red oak acorns laying on the ground like the deer. But you can survive. But I'm looking to be fed better than that. But listen to this. Here's where I want to get to. Delight thyself also in the Lord. I love this verse. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Have you got your desires tonight? You know, the Word of God, we know it to be true. He can't lie. If he said it, that does it. It's over. It's done. Whether we believe it or not, it's true. Someone said, he said it, I believe it, that's it. No, he said it, that's it. Whether you believe it or not, delight thyself in the Lord, and what will he do? Give you the desires of your heart. You know, as I look around tonight, you know what I'd have to say? Bless God, I'd have to say, give me the desires of my heart. I don't know a thing right now that I could say that I simply desire. All I can know is this. That praise God, my family's saved, I'm saved, the church people for the majority saved. Glory to God, we gather to place it to worship. We have the Spirit of God in this place. How good it is. Have we delighted in the Lord? I would think so. You know what he's done? Give me the desires of my heart. Hey, isn't it good to have the desires tonight? It's good to be his. It's good to know him. And the free pardon of sin. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Hey, someone said, what if they throw a nuclear bomb at you? I said, I'll never know it. Boom, go. I'm one breath away from heaven right now. There's but a step, David said, between me and death. One step, I'm in glory. There's a lot of people there, Brother Branch, I'm looking to see. They've been there for a long time, Dennis. I'm looking to see them again. What a sweet reunion that's going to be. But there's one name that's above every name. There's one that's going to outshine everybody there. You're not going to have to point him out. You can't miss him. He's unmistakable. That'd be Jesus. What a friend. stuck closer than my brother. He's our friend tonight. Delight yourself in him. Delight yourself in him. You know what he wants to do? He wants to give you the desires of your heart. That's what he wants to do. Delight yourself in the Lord. I mean, let him be your morning light, your noon lunch, and praise God, your evening supper. Just delight yourself in God. Unspoken requests by uplifted hands. Those that like to pray, come around the altar, pray in your seat, wherever you want to pray. We're going to the Lord in prayer. If they's much blessed as me, I'm telling you, seeing these young men get up and come into an altar and pray, sets my soul on fire. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.